Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, real quick, guys, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. As always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. I'm very excited to be here today, guys. As you can tell, Travis, man, you are always excited to be here. Yeah, I am. I try to find something positive to latch on to, and I ride it, baby. I ride it till the wheels come off. But I am very excited to be here today, and I'm excited that you decided to join us today. I really am happy to be here. And whether you are listening in Canada, or whether you're listening in the United Kingdom, or maybe you're listening in South Africa or Vietnam, or maybe you're listening in the Philippines or Trinidad or in Mexico or any other countries around the globe where TMG is being heard, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. You may be on the drive home right now listening to the show. You may be in the house cooking, preparing meals, wherever you are. I want to take the time to tell you thank you for tuning in all the time. Each week, I'm glad you're here. And whether this is your first time hearing my voice, your very first time listening to me, thank you. Or maybe you've been tuning in for the 3 years that we've been streaming, I want to tell you thank you. I appreciate you so much. I do not take it for granted that you tune in and listen to TMG, Tell Me Something Good podcast. Man, guys, I'm excited to be here. As you know, guys, I want to get some things out the way. As everybody knows, this show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to tell and maybe come on the show and be a guest, drop us an email. It's T-E-L-L me something 21 at gmail.com. And you say, Travis, man, listen, I know someone that has a great story and would be a great guest on the show, but I didn't want to come on. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. You can still drop us that information. That's T-E-L-L, me something, 21, at gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. So there you go. You don't have to do it. But I'm so glad that you're tuning in, man. Tonight's episode is absolutely going to be a great one. When I was doing this episode, it really hit home with me. It really talked to me. All of them do, but this one especially did. But man, I want to tell you, I'm excited to be here. It's like a lot of burdens were released off me. Last week, guys, was Thanksgiving. So all of you who did not get a chance to say happy Thanksgiving to, happy belated Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. So guys, you know this show has a few affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play their information, get that information out the way as we do get started into the show, guys. I'm ready to dive into this episode. So sit right back there. Don't go nowhere as we hear a few episodes of things from our sponsors. Don't go nowhere, guys. We coming right back. Hi, Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN for Amazon. With Amazon, you can spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There it is, guys. The holidays are rapidly approaching. And you may be wondering where you could go get that special gift for someone. Please use the special links in the chat. Visit one of the sponsors, guys, that we have. I appreciate you so very much. Guys, tonight's episode, if you did not catch tonight's episode title, guys, it's called Bookmarked. Yeah, Bookmarked. And I know somewhere in your mind you're saying, Travis, where in the world are you going to go with that? Tonight's episode, guys, is entitled Bookmarked. Guys, I like reading. I love stories. I like reading a good story. I like the twists, the turns, the plots, all those things about it, because everything can change in a story. It can happen one way, but one decision can change the entire story. Everything can be going along, and one plot twist can change the entire story. I know I love the way books get laid out. I love the way they stimulate my imagination and how they get you going, because anything can happen on the next page. Guys, today's episode is titled Bookmark. And because I do like stories, I've read a lot of books. I've read a lot of books. I believe, and my sisters who probably are listening, and I know you're probably listening, and she'll tell you, I love reading, and they read stories to me all the time. I read a lot of books, and I believe that when I learned to read, I probably was reading everything in sight. I believe when I learned to read, it really opened a new door of imagination for me. My imagination was already active as a young child, as most children's are. My imagination was already going, so it opened a new door of imagination for me, because I didn't have to wait until a story was read to me anymore. I can now read one to myself. Yeah, I no longer had to wait until someone decided they were in the mood to read a story to me. I can now read one to myself. Man, listen, there's nothing like finding a book you're interested in and getting lost in between the pages and in the words. When you hold a book, think about it, man. When you are holding a book, you are holding someone's dream. Yes, someone dreamed of writing that book, whether it's on how to fix a car or whether it's on how to fix an engine or it's the little engine that could. If someone dreamed or thought of writing that book, and you are holding a dream, an idea made tangible, the abstract made physical. So whenever you're holding a book, it's not just pages. You are holding an idea. It is something that was once intangible. It was an abstract thing, and now it's physical. So anytime you are holding a book, you are holding someone's dream. Guys, if you're looking behind me and you're saying, Travis, man, that's not your logo. You're right. It's not my logo. It has the letters JDRF, and it has a big blue sneaker on it, and it says One Walk. You may not realize this, guys, or know this. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. It's a time where we can come together and unite against this disease. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, or the JDRF, is typically thought of for individuals with type 1 diabetes. Now, type 1 diabetes is less common than type 2. Now, about 5 to 10% of people with diabetes have type 1. And I know someone, my grandson, Amir, is 2 years old. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 1. The guy is a trooper. He is a real inspiration. He is a hero. He doesn't complain. He doesn't gripe about what he has to do to help maintain it. So it's truly an inspiration when I see him on his journey. So, guys, I'm really encouraged by him. And if you saw him, you would be too. Currently, no one knows how to prevent type 1 diabetes, but it can be treated successfully by following your doctor's recommendation for living a healthy lifestyle, managing your blood sugar, and getting regular health checkups. There. That's my public service announcement. But whenever you're holding a book, you're holding someone's dream. The abstract has now become physical, now become something tangible, something that you can turn the pages, something you can handle. And I've read a lot of books, guys. There was a lot of books I read. And one of the things that I learned, I kid you not, was it's enjoyable to get lost in those pages. I mean, there would be times I would read a book and I couldn't finish it, right? Learn how to read. And I'm thinking every time you pick up a book, you should be able to finish it in one read. But I didn't know. I'm lost in the pages. I'm lost in what's happening. I'm lost in what's going on. And my mind is completely in it. You know how it is when you're reading something you like, and you get kind of lost in the pages and lost in what's going on. You lose track of time and your mind is fixated on what's taking place in the book. There'd be times I would read a book and I just couldn't finish it. And I did it and I did not want to start over. I'm reading it and I couldn't finish it. And maybe I got to go to work or go to school or do other things I had to do. But there'd be times I would be reading a book and I could not finish it, but I did not want to start over again. I did not want to read the same things. So I remember my teacher teaching me about how to use a bookmark. Yeah, when I did not want to start over again, she taught us how to use a bookmark. And guys, if you are unfamiliar with what a bookmark looks like, I'm going to throw up a picture. This is a picture of a bookmark in a book. As you can see, it's just something that's there. It's a bookmark that's holding a place. And in today's world, the word bookmark takes on a lot of terms. If you're on a computer and you can bookmark something, it becomes your favorite. You can save it. It's called a bookmark, and your bookmark is now called your favorite. So that's what a bookmark is. Man, and I learned what a bookmark was. I realized that a bookmark is used to bring you back to the same page. Yeah, a bookmark is used to bring you back to the same page. If you were to use the bookmark like this in a physical book, it will bring you back to the same page. Or if you bookmark a website, it will bring you back to the same page. Your bookmark is used to bring you back to the same page, back to the same experience, back to the same words, back to the same thoughts and ideas. We can look around either on social media and through any news outlet how even though the world has changed, there are some ideas that are still the same. Yeah, there are some ideas that are still the same. I mean, the world has changed in so many ways. The world itself and how we do things. People, a lot more people now work remotely than there were people were 10 years ago that drive into a physical office because the world has changed. The way people now is a lot differently than it was 10 years ago because the world has changed. It used to be if you wanted something to eat, you had to get in the car and drive to a location. Now you could just pick up your phone and they will deliver your food, your groceries, and all other household needs to you. The world has changed, but even though the world has changed, there are still some things that remain the same. And whether you look on social media or through any news outlet, some things have brought us back to the same page. There are still some ideas that we still see. There are still some thoughts that we still see. There are still some behaviors that we still see. There are still some bookmarks. Something has brought us back to the same page, even though you can look on any social media outlet or newscast broadcast, there are still some ideas that are still the same. There are still those who believe that one race is superior to the other. There are still those who believe that the only way to get ahead is to take advantage of others. When we can clearly see things like this in the world, in a world that has changed so much, maybe there's a bookmark in place. A bookmark brings us back to the same page. We see the same things, the same thoughts, the same ideas. It doesn't matter how much this world has changed. There are still some things that are still the same. If we begin to see things like this, maybe there's a bookmark in place. Maybe there are some ideas that have been bookmarked that says no matter how much the world's changed, we bring back to see the same things. We see the same stuff. It is 2023, soon to be 2024, and they're still fighting over some of the same things they were fighting over when I was a kid. It's been a bookmark in place. Generations of bookmarks get passed down from father to son and from mother to daughter. Yeah, sometimes parents will teach their children the same fears that they had. If one parent was afraid of snakes, they'll teach their child to be afraid of snakes. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we pass down the same thing. So now it's being seen in another generation. And now it's been bookmarked. Things get passed down from father to son and from mother to daughter. Things were taught to us that directed our steps whenever we arrived at a certain place in life. Things that told us how we should view others. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The reason some of us or some people view other people or other races the way they do is because it was passed down to them. It was bookmarked. Yeah, the reason is because things were taught to us, directed our steps. Whenever we arrive at a certain place in life, things that taught us and told us how we should view others and other situations and other people and different cultures and someone that's different than you. A bookmark is the last impression you might have about something. Because get this, guys, wherever we leave off is the last impression or last perspective we will have about anything. Yeah, wherever you left off on that thing, that's going to be the last perspective or the last impression that you have about something. For example, if the last relationship we were in wasn't a good one, then our last perspective or impression about relationships might not be as healthy. If the last fast food place we ate at did not give us good service, the food wasn't good, then our last impression about that particular place wouldn't particularly be favorable. Yeah, a bookmark is like your last impression. Yeah, it's like your last impression. Whatever our last experience was with something, yeah, that's the last impression that we will have. A bookmark is like our last impression. And is it possible? Let me just ask this question to everybody that's listening. Is it possible that the impression that we have about someone or something or even ourselves has more to do with some other experience than a present situation? Maybe the impression that you have about yourself has something more to do about the last person who never believed in you. Maybe the impression that we have about ourselves has something to do with the last person that never trusted you. Maybe the impression that we have about ourselves has something to do with the last person that never believed in your dreams, that never hoped you could be better. Maybe the last impression that we have about ourselves has more to do with the last trauma, the last hurt, the last pain, the last disappointment. Maybe the way we see others has something to do with a last impression that we had and not a present experience. Is it possible that we are going on a last impression? For example, if we fail at something and that last perspective is still with us, we may feel that we will always fail. Yeah, yeah. If we, you know, you fail at something And if that last perspective is still lost into our minds, is still lost into our thoughts, we may feel we will always fail at something. And sadly enough, this perspective, this impression gets handed down to another generation. Yeah, it starts to get handed down to the next generation of people, of children, causing them to believe that their failure is imminent. Yeah, you're going to fail no matter what. Yeah, your dad couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Nobody in our family has ever done what you thought about doing. No one in our family has ever done what you're dreaming of doing. I don't think it's going to work. Don't set yourself up for a failure. And we pass down these bookmarks. We hand them down, causing them to believe that their failure is imminent and unavoidable. Listen, guys, let me tell you something about failure. Failure is a part of life. It happens. Failure is a part of life, just like rain. But even the forecast eventually changes. Yeah, yeah. Even the forecast eventually changes. I think there are some people here right now that's listening that is ready for a forecast change. Yeah, you said you've had some failures over here, but I'm convinced there are some people listening right now that are ready for their forecast to change, who believe it's not always going to rain on them, who believe you don't always be caught in a storm. I think there are some people right now listening that says, my forecast is about to change. But even the forecast eventually changes. Is it possible that some of the things we believe about ourselves were handed down to us? Is it possible that some of the things, that the perspectives that we have about our lives, about what we can think we can accomplish, about who we are, about what's been holding me back, maybe some of it has to do with what's been handed down to us? Is it possible that some of the things that we've been saying about ourselves were handed down either from our parents or a previous experience? Either way, we've been bookmarked and we don't even know it. We didn't even realize we've been bookmarked. Yeah, we've been bookmarked. Guys, some behaviors that we have, everything is not your fault. Yeah, yeah. I know there is a sense of accountability for our actions. There is this need for accountability and responsibility for our actions. But some of the things that we were taught culturally, some of the things that we brought up in our families, some of the things that we were taught help to shape us, we don't even realize that we have been bookmarked. Yeah, bookmarked and don't even realize it. We've been bookmarked and don't know it. God, a bookmark is also a placeholder. Yeah, a bookmark is also a placeholder for something that hasn't been finished. Yeah, I'm going to say that part again. A bookmark is also a placeholder for something that hasn't been finished yet. When looking at a bookmark, most would either see things they haven't finished, they will see all the things they haven't accomplished. They would see all the things they didn't get a chance to do. And there's some people who view their lives through the perspective of a bookmark that is constantly reminding them, you don't ever finish anything. You start one project and you didn't finish that. You said you were going to be a painter and you didn't take the lessons. You said you were going to learn how to do it and you didn't learn how to do it. You got all excited about saying you're going to learn how to repair a car and you never took time to invest in it. You said you're going to start becoming a better version of yourself and you never invested in it. Bookmarks are a placeholder. And they're a reminder of what hasn't been finished yet. When you look at a bookmark in a book, like the picture I showed that had a bookmark on it. When you look at this picture of a bookmark in a book and you have a bookmark holding that place, most people will see a bookmark and they will see there are things that haven't been finished yet. When looking at a bookmark, most will see things that they haven't finished. They will see all the things they didn't get a chance to accomplish. They will see all the things they didn't get a chance to do. There are some people who view their lives from the perspective of a bookmark that was constantly reminding them, you don't ever finish anything. Have you ever began a project or a goal and you look over at it in the corner, and every time you look at it, you're reminded that you didn't finish? Have you ever said, well, I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to do this, and you look at the application you never sent in? You look at the website that you saved that you never revisited. You said, I'm going to repair relationships with my family, with my friends, and you see their number in your phone, and your text message never got sent. The phone call was never made. Bookmarks that constantly remind you that you don't ever finish anything, and it will prevent us from trying anything new. Yeah, it will prevent us from pursuing what we say we want, because a bookmark is not just a placeholder. It is also a reminder. It reminds us where we left off, where we didn't finish, where we didn't see things through. And some of us would like to complete some new things, but we are haunted by bookmarks from the past. We are haunted by bookmarks of old. We are haunted by bookmarks from things we never completed before. What is it that has been reminding you of what you didn't finish? Yeah. What is it that has been telling you you can't do anything new because you never finish anything anyway? What has been reminding you of what you didn't finish? Is it your health? Maybe your health isn't as good as it used to be, and it's telling you or reminding you, well, if you had done this when you were younger, had you made the choice to do this when you were healthier, if you did this in your 20s, maybe if you did this when you're 18, maybe if you did this in your 30s, maybe you can do it. Because now you can't do it because your health is saying don't dream too big because you don't know how long you have. Maybe your health is reminding you of what you never accomplished. Maybe your health is reminding you of what you never got a chance to finish. What is it that has been reminding you of what you didn't finish? Is it our career?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Or our children, is it time? Has it been a change in lifestyle? Maybe you had to downsize. Maybe you had to move to an area you're not happy with. What is it? Had I done this, I wouldn't have to move here. What is it that's reminding you of what you didn't finish? Has time been reminding you of things you didn't finish and of goals and dreams we were once excited about? Time has a sneaky way of reminding everybody of what we didn't finish, because as time goes, we realize we don't have that much time. We realize time waits for nobody. And whether you're 20 or 27 or 37 or 87, we realize time is ticking. And as time goes, we begin to realize, I don't have all the time to do the things I wanted to accomplish. I don't have all the time to do the things I wanted to finish. Time has a sneaky way of reminding everybody of what they did not finish. What is your bookmark? What's been holding you in place? What has been reminding you of the things that you have not finished in life? What's been reminding you that you did not do your goal, that you did not achieve the things you wanted to do? Maybe your goal was to graduate college, go and get a degree. What has been reminding you that I never finished? Maybe you never finished school. And there's a job opportunity, a career opportunity that you want to pursue. And you're a little timid and afraid to put in the application because you never finished school. Maybe there's a business idea that you have that you want to present to someone. And you say, I'm not going to do it because I never went to business school. Maybe there's some ideas and technology that you have, and you say, well, I never went to formal school, so nobody would listen to me. Nobody wants to hear someone who never finished school. No. And you are constantly reminded of what you did not finish in life. What is your bookmark? Man, listen, once I was attempting to read several books at one time, and I knew I couldn't read all the books at once in one day. Come on, let's be honest here. So I knew I couldn't. One day, I went to pick up one of the books to read, and I noticed each book had a bookmark. There were three different books with three different bookmarks. And to be honest with you, I felt a little overwhelmed by all the bookmarks. Maybe looking at some of the things that we know are bookmarks, like time, our health, or whatever it may be. Maybe when we look at those things all at once, it's a little intimidating and overwhelming. I mean, the very idea of what has to be done, a very idea what all has to be done to complete and do the things we say we want to do, can intimidate us at times and just leave us saying, I just want to finish.
There are people listening right now. And you're saying, I just want to be able to finish. I just want to be able to finish. I'm not trying to keep up with the Joneses. I'm not trying to get all the spotlight. I'm not trying to grab all the attention. I just want to finish. And maybe finishing brings you in the spotlight. Maybe finishing propels you us to the next place. But that's not what you're trying to do. You just want to finish. Guys, right here, I'm going to put pause real quick for a few more words from our affiliate sponsors. When I come back, we're going to finish this, guys. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear this. I promise you, you will. By Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There it is, guys. Please use one of the special links, guys, in the chat, or if you're listening, to you visit one of our sponsors. Guys, today's episode topic that we're talking about is bookmarks. Yeah, we were talking, guys, before we went on a break, how maybe some of the things and ideas that we have are bookmarks, ideas and thoughts that are transcended and handed down. A bookmark is a placeholder that brings us back to the same things. Maybe we keep returning to the same things, seeing the same people, having the same type of relationships, pursuing the same type of careers. It's because we have been bookmarked. Yeah, bookmarks, guys. Typically, guys, I showed a picture of a bookmark earlier. And if you look at a picture of a bookmark, anything could be used as a bookmark. Doesn't matter. In this picture, it has looked like a cloth bookmark. So it doesn't matter. Typically, anything can be used as a bookmark. Doesn't matter. You can use your finger. You can use whatever. You can use a pencil, a pen. Some people even fold a corner of a page and make it a bookmark. Yeah, they get the page of a book and they turn it and they fold that corner of a page and they make that into a bookmark. You can tear off a strip of paper from something and use it as a bookmark. Guys, get this. Believe it or not, I kid you not, believe it or not, they actually print bookmarks. They actually make bookmarks. Oh, yeah. They have all kind of inspirational sayings on them, all kind of good sayings and words on them. Believe it or not, they actually make very pretty laminated bookmarks. They do. They make them all pretty. You can go to the store and buy them, order them online from Amazon. Use the TMG app link for that or the TMG link for Walmart. Get you a bookmark. But they make pretty bookmarks, guys. They do. They're all laminated. They may have decorations on them. You can even have your own picture put on a bookmark or the picture of your pet or whatever. But believe it or not, guys, they actually make pretty laminated bookmarks. They do. They make pretty laminated bookmarks. I guess they figured if we needed to be reminded of where we still are, that at least they can make it look good to us. Yeah, if we need to be reminded of where we still are, at least they can at least make it look good to us. Because remember, a bookmark takes you back to the same words. And I guess they figured if we needed to be reminded about where we still are, At least they can make the same place look good to us. At least they can make the same words look good to us. At least they can make the same things look good to us. At least make the same failures look good to us. At least the same problems look good to us. And we can become comfortable with an attractive bookmark. And when people see bookmarks, they see how pretty it is. They see how shiny and laminated it is. They see the picture of your pet or the picture on it. They see your face on it. And it's, oh, I love it. Oh, your bookmark is sensational. Oh, I love your bookmark. They see our bookmark. The conversation is not about the book that we're reading. It doesn't become about the goal we're trying to reach. It doesn't become about the business we may be trying to build. It's not about the communities we're trying to help. It's not about the change we're trying to bring about. It doesn't become about the individual growth journey we are on. It becomes more about how attractive our bookmark is. It becomes more about how good we look at remaining the way we are. Listen, have you ever seen someone wearing a really nice jogging set or workout outfit? Or maybe they had on a tool belt and it looked like they was about to fix everything in the house. Or they had set on. I mean, you could tell they spent some money on it. It looks good. The shirt's matching the jacket, matching the pants, it's matching the shoes. I mean, they're color coordinated from head to toe. And the workout outfit is fitting them just right. And you just know, just by looking at them, that they are about to go to the gym. Let me hop on a bike. They look like about to go do some serious business in the gym. And when you ask them, where do you work out? And they say, I don't. Why spend all your time involved in something just to remain the same person? If I'm going to get a jogging set that's going to really cost me something, if you're going to get involved with something that's really going to cost you something, I'm not particularly getting it for the color, particularly getting it for the brand. If I'm going to get involved in something that's going to cost me, I need to know if it can handle the workout. Yeah, I'm not a jogging set just because it looks good. I want to know if it can handle the workout. I need to know if it can handle the sweat. I need to know if it can handle getting dirty. We don't need pretty bookmarks. Yeah, we don't need pretty bookmarks. We don't need anything that's going to make us comfortable with remaining the way we are. Listen, if we have to use bookmark, make it something that's uncomfortable for you to leave it the way things are. Make it something you have to come back to. Make it something you just can't leave in that condition. It would not matter if you use a stick shoe as a bookmark. Use something that went out so that each time we see it, it will remind us we are it. I'm not leaving this the way that I saw it. Life may have given me some twists and turns, and I may have to use a bookmark for a moment. But I'm not going, listen, but I lose something to remind us that I'm not going to live my life life this way. I've had some twists and some turns, but I'm not leaving my life. Things may have come up that you expected, but I'm not leaving my life the way that I see it. I may not like what I saw in the mirror 10 minutes ago, but I'm not leaving my life the way that I saw it. We don't need any pretty bookmarks. Use something that will stand out so that each time we see it, we are reminded, I'm not leaving this the way that I saw it. Life can throw me all the twists and turns it wants, but I'm not leaving my life the way that I saw it. Use a bookmark for a moment, but I'm not going to leave my life. Use something that each time you see it, it is a reminder that you refuse to leave things the way that you found them. We don't need pretty bookmarks. Yeah, make it ugly. Yeah, make it real ugly. Make it unusual. Make it uncomfortable. I remember once I was living with some friends. Yeah, you're comfortable. I remember once, guys, true story here. True story. I promise you it is. I remember once, guys, I was living with some friends, and I kept all of my clothes in a large trash bag. Yeah, that's right. Everything I owned could fit in one large trash bag. Yeah, let your head wrap around that. Everything I owned could fit in one large trash bag. So I've been there. I've been where you are. Yeah, I've been there. So I remember one time, guys, I was living with some friends, and I kept all of my clothes in a large trash bag, and they asked me why I didn't fold up my clothes and place them in the dresser that they had provided for me. Yeah, everything I had was in one large trash bag, and I was living in their home, and they had accommodated me, man. They had a child, and they moved their child out of the room and moved me into their child's room. And they moved their child into their bedroom, and they had given me their child's room to live in while I was living with them. They didn't say, oh, no, you got the couch, you're sleeping in the bed, we're not going to do that. They went out their way and gave me their child's room. So I had all my clothes in one large trash bag. And they asked me, man, why don't you just fold up your clothes and place them in this dresser? They'll fit in this dresser. Everything you got will fit in this dresser. What you have right now will fit in this dresser. I looked at them and I said, no disrespect to you, and I thank you for what you're doing, but I'm going to keep my clothes in this bag. And they looked at me puzzled and said, why are you going to keep everything in this bag? Why are you going to keep everything in this bag? I said, because I don't plan on being here that long. Yeah, I don't plan on being here that long. I did not want to get comfortable. I wanted something to make me uncomfortable. I wanted to keep my clothes in that bag as a reminder that I'm not going to leave my life like this. I wanted to keep my clothes in that bag. So every time I saw my clothes, I reminded myself I had something to work toward. I wanted my clothes to remain in that ugly, large trash bag to remind myself I'm not leaving. living my life the way that it looks. I'm not living things the way that I have. They said everything that you have can fit in this dresser. Well, I wasn't looking at what I had. I'm looking at what everything else that has to come. I don't plan on being here that long. Excuse me. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your help. But I don't plan on being here that long. I left my clothes in the bag because I wasn't going to become comfortable in a place I wasn't supposed to be. And I know, I believe that there are people listening right now that have taken a look at some things, at some bookmarks, and they're saying to themselves, I don't plan on being here that long. Yeah, if that's what you're saying, go ahead and say it to yourself while you're driving down the road. Say it to yourself while you're in your home. Say it to yourself while you're at work. Say it to yourself when you wake up in the morning and you look around and you see your bookmarks. I don't plan on being here that long. Type it in chat. You know I am a firm believer of positive confession. Begin to say it to yourself out loud. We may have to say it to ourselves a while. We may be the only ones who believe it, but I don't plan on being here that long. I know you got used to seeing me like this, but I don't plan on being here that long. I may have a limp, but I don't plan on being here that long. You might have a stutter when you talk, but I don't plan on being here that long. It ain't got to be pretty. It ain't got to look like what I'm used to. It ain't got to look like anything I'm familiar with, because I don't plan on being here that long. There are probably those who thought you would always remain on that same page of the book. I know there are those who thought you wouldn't get past the first couple of chapters in your life. And at times, you may have thought that you wouldn't get past the last chapter you were in. But I know, I'm convinced, I know that there are some page turners. Yeah, I know that there are some page turners listening. Yeah, I know who are determined to turn to the next page. Some will always, listen, some people will always try to identify you by the last page that they saw you on. And they can talk about, and all they can talk about is the last page they saw you on. The last thing that you did. The last place you were in your life. Girl, I remember when you were dating so-and-so. What happened to him? Child, it's been 8 years. How in the world you remember that? Man, I remember you was crazy over so-and-so. Man, it's been 15 years. How in the world you remember something I don't remember? I remember you said you were going to build a company. What happened with that? All they remember is the last page you were on. All they can talk about is the last page you were on every time you see them. That's all they can talk about. But I know there are some page turners in here. Yeah, they had no idea that there was a page turner in you. Yeah, go ahead and put it in chat and say, I'm a page turner. Yeah, I'm gonna turn the page. I'm a page turner. And the reasons frustrations begin is because they want you to remain on the same page that they became stuck on. Yeah, people will get mad when you don't want to be stuck like them. People will become frustrated with you when you don't want to be stuck like them, when you don't want to be remaining in the same place like them. People become frustrated when you decide to remove your bookmarks. Yeah, people become frustrated all because you don't want to remain on the same page that they became stuck on. You can look at some people and you can see they're stuck on the same page they were 12 years ago, 15 years ago. They're stuck on that page. If they are on page 12, they want you to remain stuck on page 12. If their finances aren't working right, they want your finances to not work right. If their relationship failed, they want your relationship fail. If their goals didn't work, they don't want your goals to work. Listen, it doesn't become a problem until you decide to see the next page. As long as there will be individuals who remember what you did and remember who you were and see the light. Listen, as long as there will be people who remember what you did and remember who you were and remember the life you had, they will see the life you can achieve, but never see the person you can become or what you have become. What we have to do is stop holding our place until others decide whether or not they want to catch up to us. Yeah, what we find ourselves doing is we get a book. I'm going to get a book over here. Told you I like to read. Get this book by Stephen A. Davis, and it's called Master Your Fears. So what we have to do is this. We have to stop. We'll do good. We'll read a few pages and we'll keep going. We'll read a few pages and we'll keep going. We'll read a few pages and we'll keep going. And somebody is seeing that same book. What we have to do, what we'll do is this. We'll read a few pages and stop. What we have to do is we have to stop holding our place just so somebody else can catch up to where we are. We have to stop holding our place so we can stop letting them catch up. Listen, we have to stop holding our place until others decide whether or not they want to catch up to us. What have we been holding up because we're waiting to see if others will accept us or not? What have we been holding up because we're waiting to see if others will accept what we say we're going to do? What have we holding in place because we're waiting to see if others will accept who we want to become or what we want to do? Which part of our dreams has been held up because we're waiting to see if someone else will like it or not? Listen to this, guys. You did not need someone's permission to believe in yourself, and you don't need permission now. I don't plan on being here that long. I mentioned earlier, guys, that marks are placeholders for that are not finished yet. When I was trying to read multiple books at one time, they all had bookmarks in them holding my place. And each time I would reach for one, I would see the bookmark holding my place. And one day I realized it wasn't the piece of paper that was holding my place. It wasn't the pen that I used that was holding my place. It was my thinking. It was the way that I thought that was holding my place. It was my thinking. It was the way that I thought that was keeping me on the same page, and they kept me hearing the same words. If you keep saying, keep hearing the same things about yourself, same page. It was the way I thought about myself. The same words that I kept hearing. I kept hearing I wasn't good enough because I was thinking that way. I realized it was the way I that kept me on the same page, that kept my place there. What was holding my place was the way I thought. When I realized it was the way I was thinking that was holding my place, I was able to read past the bookmarks. Maybe what we all need to do is just read past our bookmarks. Whatever thoughts and ideas that have been holding you back, read past those bookmarks. In other words, do something different. If you were taught hate and discrimination, go out your way to be inclusive and care. If you were taught or felt you didn't matter, find a way to celebrate yourself. Bake yourself a cake. Put your own candles on it. If you can't bake, then buy it. If you can't buy it, sing to yourself. Send a text message to yourself. Tell yourself how important you are. Don't wait for someone else to tell you something that you can tell yourself. Listen, and at all that time, I thought it was the bookmarks that I used that was holding my place. I looked at the bookmarks I got. Listen, I looked at the bookmarks and I got overwhelmed. I got intimidated. When I realized it wasn't the bookmarks, it wasn't my career choice. It wasn't a past choice. It wasn't my mistakes. Listen, it wasn't my past. When I realized it wasn't my past that could no longer hold me in place, it wasn't that where I was born. It wasn't whether or not I finished school or went to school. It had nothing to do with my educational level. What was holding me in place was the way I was thinking. Take one step at a time. Take two steps forward and read past our bookmarks. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, guys, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And as always, you can stream right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. Or you can stream it on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many more. I gotta get out of here. But as always, thank you so much for listening. And as always, in parting, if you're gonna tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.